Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Carly from Daytime After Dark. Welcome to a Friday night edition of Daytime After Dark. I know we've been gone for a while, but don't worry everyone, we are back. And also that yesterday, please suck out my interview with Kay Leonard from Young and the Restless is up. So that's, you know, and so tonight we will be having Nathan Vardy, by ABC manager of Curriculum Programming. I hope I got his job, Tyler. Okay, and you guys are so welcome to call in. And let's have a fun show. And the number is 347-850-8721. Thank you, and I will be bringing Nathan on.
Hey, Carly.
Hi. Yeah.
How are you?
Good. Did I get your job title right, or did I mess that up?
You did. I think so. I don't even know anymore. What do I do?
Well, no,
what's
because, okay, on one site, on one site, Nathan, it says you are the except, you know, ABC, but then on one website, it says you're the ABC manager of current programming.
That is correct. Yes, I work for current programming at ABC Network, so all good.
Okay.
How have you been,
Carly?
I missed talking to you. What's going on in your world lately?
No, I had my hysterectomy about a month and a half ago.
Goodness.
So I took I'm better now, still in a little pain.
Are you recovering okay?
Oh, yeah, but I needed this to recover. I needed to talk to you to recover because we have a lot to talk about and a lot of stuff I think the family, you know, and if I don't ask you, they might kill me. So, you know, the first thing is, how far is, like, the middle and modern family and all you, like, Grey's Anatomy, why is it on, like, 3 weeks, then it goes off a repeat, and then, do you know why they are doing that? Because I've been
asked. I do know why,
like,
because the time in between September when we do the season premieres and May when we do the season finales, there are more weeks in those months than the episode number that we have. So we only have, for example, 23 episodes of The Middle. I think there's 24 episodes of Grey's Anatomy, 22 episodes of Modern Family. So we have to fit in the original episodes sporadically between September and May to make it all fit. So unfortunately,
well,
that means sometimes they're preempted or they take, you know, they air a repeat.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know they have to be repeated.
And for
you know,
some shows,
for some shows,
you know, like Grey's Anatomy, so most of our dramas don't repeat as well as they used to because everyone has access now online and Netflix and all that stuff. So that's why, like, on Grey's Anatomy and Once Upon a Time, we usually end up taking a little bit of a extended break so that when we come back, we can air the new episodes all in a row without having to take another repeat. So that's kind of why we do the way the schedule is the way it is these days.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's great. I mean, that's really good. I mean, especially, you know, because I found out the greatest thing in life, people, it's so better just to binge a couple of episodes in one little sitting than just sitting there for, like, one, you know, once a week. Like, the binge thing is a good thing. But my question is, if people are doing what I've been doing with the binge watching of prime time, so does that count in the waiting for prime time? Are we just screwing up the prime time shows by doing that?
Well, I mean, look, there's two ways of looking at it. It doesn't really count in the primetime ratings. However, sometimes when people binge a show over the summer, it gains momentum, and that's a chance for them to catch up so that they're interested in returning to the in the fall of watching like a new show. A very good example of that was Scandal. The first season was a little bit, you know, it was lowly rated the first season, but people had an opportunity to watch all 7 or 8 episodes in the summer after it had launched. And the momentum really got going over the summer so that people were interested and they knew what the show was about. So then in the fall, when the show came back for a second season, that's when the ratings went up. So I think it does help gain interest in the show. It, you know, unfortunately, it doesn't help the overall ratings if you're watching something a year later. But sometimes if people are watching in large numbers, binging on Netflix or Amazon or whatever, sometimes that can translate into more eyeballs watching when the show comes back in the fall. So it's a little bit of a double-edged sword, but I think it's a good question. And, you know, obviously we'll have to focus on what actually works in the future of television and what helps keep shows alive versus being canceled.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, Will. You know, I mean, because, you know, I mean, now – you know, you have, like, all networks by now, you know, it's hard, but I just love it that, you know, back 20 years ago, there was not a DVR, there was no TiVo, and if there was during my high school years, maybe I would have went to high school more than sneak out because I had watched in a hospital and Dave.
Right.
And, you know, with the,
well,
that is
good. That's why there used to be more repeats, too, back in the 80s and 90s before DVRs and TiVo and online because, you know, back in the old days, so to speak, you only had one opportunity to watch it or you caught the repeat. But now, you know, the availability online is so wide that the, you know, TV business is really changing. So, and I think it'll only continue to change as we continue on in the years ahead.
Well, and that, I mean, that's great. And, okay, so a lot is going on in Zeno Hospital. Oh, my gosh, a lot. I haven't seen today's people, but I know it was bad. I mean, you know I'm a Carlsa fan. You know that. I mean,
what
you see my tweets.
Wait a second, Carly. What do you mean the show was bad today?
Well, I pay attention to Twitter and Facebook. I went shopping today because I heard that it was a, you know, going to be really a, you know, a crazy Carlson day. And then I got nervous and then I had a little panic attack. So I just went shopping. So, but I will watch it tonight, people. But what everyone want to know is, like, everything we are seeing right now, why couldn't you guys do a little bit during February sweeps? Because I'm getting from a lot of people that February sweeps on these do not seem like February sweeps.
Well, you know, as we were talking about a few minutes ago, the business of television has really changed, and sweeps really don't mean anything to the networks anymore. It's more about, you know, local affiliates selling advertising time. So I know everyone's trained from the old days that big, big stuff has to happen in February, May, and November, and a little bit in July, since that's another sweeps month. But that it doesn't really affect anything anymore in terms of what we air and what we don't air. So we've been trying to push the writers to make big, explosive storylines for 12 months out of the year instead of just focusing on, for example, February. Like, we need to be able to be having big, big moments throughout the year because sweeps just doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter anymore to the broadcast network. So what my desire would be, everyone's very much trained from the old days that they're automatically assumed that February and May and November are going to be huge episodes. But the truth of the matter is the business of television has changed so much in the last 5 years, sweeps doesn't really matter anymore. So it's always important for us 12 months out of the year now to be doing as best as we can. That means explosive story coming and going all 12 months instead of just, you know, sweeps periods.
Oh, well, that makes sense after you say this because, yeah, I have been trained, you know, like the old days, too, and you're correct.
Absolutely.
It needs to be all awareness, yeah, you know, all year. I totally agree with that.
Yeah, and I don't blame anybody, because when I was a kid too, everyone was very much trained that the biggest months of the year were obviously, you know, November, February, and May, and it's, you know, it's still we try to still have original episodes even in prime time during those periods to boost the ratings, but at the same time, it just doesn't have the effect that it used to be. Such a big importance, like back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. It's just a different business these days.
Well, yeah, and I mean, that is good to know now. And so everyone wants to know, is a Lucid Ball coming back this year? Do you guys know if it is yet?
I hope so. I can't say anything official. We're still, you know, working on a deal at this time to get a sponsor, but I'm really hoping in the next few weeks we will have more information for all of our fans, and hopefully they'll be returning.
Hey, Daytime After Dog can be a new sponsor, and there you have a sponsor for it. Okay, I'm talking people, but...
Well, Carly, how much money do you have?
Well, see, I'm sure I could find someone that kind of would do money laundering for me. I'm joking, you guys. Come on, I haven't been on air in a while. I'm joking, people.
If you can write us a big check, we'll be more than happy to have Daytime After Dark sponsor the show.
Okay. people are wanting to see the Lucid Ball really back, but last year people felt like they wanted to see more entertainment from it than there was last year, and I mean, that's what,
well,
you know,
that,
I've been...
again, that has to do with the size of the sponsorship. So, you know, obviously it's not cheap to produce the Lucid Ball. We need a lot of money.
Oh, no, I know.
So that's why our song count was down a little bit last year, because, you know, we there's been budget cuts obviously to the show over the last, you know, 5 or 10 years. And that is the money that we have, because the songs, obviously, there's royalties to be paid and all that stuff. So it's a little bit of a costly situation, but we really do try to blend a good amount of story in with the dance and production numbers.
I mean, you guys do a great job, and everyone, you know, wants, even though Sabrina died and you didn't have to kill off my Sabrina, but I forgive you. they are hoping that you guys will still do You're Not Alone like they do every year. Fans have been, you know, that's like the one thing they can count on the Lucid Ball is, you know, that song. And the fact that, Lucy might get naked. So those are the two things that fans, you know, can count on with the Lucid Ball.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to remember that the Nurses Ball was gone for many years, and when Frank and Ron took over the show for the 50th anniversary, they brought it back. So I give those two guys a lot of props for finding a way to bring it back, and luckily, ever since the 50th, we've been able to do it every year since, and it's a great tradition, and I think we'll be able to do it again this year. It's just we can't confirm it quite yet, but everything looks good, and I hope to have an announcement hopefully in the next few weeks.
Cool. Okay, so I know we have a lot of calls, but I have to ask this because it's the selfish fan part of me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Carson fans, do we have to freak out? Carson has a very big following, Nathan, and we love Carson, and...
You have to remember, guess what? We're doing, you know, it's a soap opera, and we got to keep the story going and the dramatics coming. So Sonny and Carly might be facing some bumps in the road coming up, but true Sonny and Carly fans, I think we'll stand by and see how this couple can get through the pain. I mean, they've had a really difficult year, so it's been hard for Sonny and Carly.
And the Carson fans know, you know, they have to go through this. We just do not want them to break up entirely, and we don't want their wedding ring off their hands. You know, because for us, this is the couple for me, for this generation. I believe Carson is, was looking a little within the 80s. And I've talked to a lot of people, and people agree with me on that, because it's just, Lola and Mo have this amazing chemistry. So, yes.
They do, yeah, absolutely. I agree. They have amazing chemistry. They're great together. But as you know, it's a soap opera, and a lot of crazy stuff happens, and they've had, you know, they've had some very emotional issues with Morgan's death,
mm-hmm.
and Nell being in town. So
I know.
Is their love strong enough to overcome, you know, the some of the stuff that's been thrown in their face lately? So we'll see.
Well,
and
I think they will. I mean, I really hope, you know, I think so, but, you know, waiting for it is hard. But I better bring on calls because, we have a lot. I can't believe. Okay, 650, you're on the air.
Hi, Nathan. Thanks for taking the time to take our calls.
Sure,
no problem.
How are you tonight?
So one of my favorite stories on the show has been Julian and Alexis. But I didn't really understand a lot of the story last year, where the writers, kind of made Julian psycho all of a sudden for a couple of months. And I was wondering if you had could give any insight into kind of what the writers hope to accomplish with that story, and if there's going to be an explanation for what happened last year, especially Julian's dialogue that he was not trying to kill Alexis, or if you can tell us anything else about anything coming up for Julian and Alexis.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've gotten to the point where, I mean, obviously with we now know that Olivia Jerome was behind all this and was forcing and threatening Julian to do what she says. Otherwise, she was threatening to go after all of his loved ones. And that's what prompted him to, you know, unfortunately try to kill Alexis last year in these moments of weakness, because he was under Olivia Jerome's power. I know there's room for argument in that, and some people might say, well, why was she so frightened of her? Why did she have such a control over him? But I think, you know, on our show, I think we do play that Julian is frightened of this woman that he thought he originally killed. She's back, and now she is telling him, look, I control you. You have to do everything I say, otherwise I'm going to, you know, end the lives of the people you love. So we are continuing the story. The story is going to continue as we get into, you know, the winter and the spring months. I think, you know, it's obviously it's time to start patching things up and moving on, but I do think there's a little bit more of the story left to be played out. And you have to also remember, now we're in a place where Alexis has, you know, truly been hurt, regardless of the reasons why Julian did it. Alexis has been hurt by this guy. So will, you know, the question of will true love win the day, I think that's still, you know, that's still going to be played out in the months to come. So it's for me, it continues to be an interesting story. And I would just say, you know, try to stick with it. And I think it's very layered and you know, a little complex. So lots of great Alexis and Julian stuff coming up in the weeks ahead.
Well, thanks. Our actors have been doing a great job, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's been. I've been so happy for them, because I feel like it's given Will and Nancy some fantastic opportunities to perform as actors, and I know they've both been really satisfied by it. So, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great night.
Thanks. You too.
Okay. 352. You on the air?
Hello.
3. Yeah, you're on the air. Hello? 650, you are on the air?
I think they might have hung up.
He doesn't want to talk to us. That's funny. Okay, so let's see. Okay. 678, you're on the air?
Hi.
Hello,
hi.
How's it going?
Great. Thanks for taking the call.
Of course.
I have two questions.
Yeah.
My first question is about ABC as a whole. I've watched General Hospital forever and have loved it. And it's really depressing
so nice.
Having the news break in so much. And I'm worried about the show as a whole surviving this president.
Yes, we are too. We've had many Yeah, no, I understand. It's frustrating. Trust me, no one's more frustrated than myself because I get those emails at 3 a.m. from our offices in New York, and they give me a heads up. And then, you know, we obviously don't know the duration of it. And the general hospital is on at different times across the country. And mm-hmm. it is very complicated because, you know, we have to make the decision if the press conferences go beyond a certain number of minutes, we have to make the decision whether to pull the feed from all the other affiliates and re-air the show the next day, or do we just continue to air the show for the other markets and put up, you know, social media posts of where you can catch the full episode, like on ABC.com, on demand, on Hulu. There's a couple of different places you can watch, or you can catch up. You know, the episodes do become free on ABC.com, I think, after like 7 or 8 days that you don't have to authenticate with your cable provider. So it is frustrating. I do hear you. We're very frustrated ourselves. We've been talking to ABC News the last couple of weeks. The good news is I feel like we haven't been preempted in the last couple of weeks. So fingers crossed.
Right.
We're getting in a better situation that perhaps we will not have as many as we maybe might have anticipated like a month ago. Because I agree, for a while it was getting really bad, and that's what prompted having conversations with, you know, ABC News and seeing what can we do to make sure that our fans aren't missing really important episodes. And trust me, we all have your back. Yeah, go ahead.
And my concern was more for the longevity of the soaps. I don't want the ratings to be affected because, you know, it keeps getting broken into multiple times.
Absolutely.
So I just didn't want,
agree.
You know, the whole OJ effect, or not, was it OJ? Yeah, effect.
Yeah,
yes.
OJ,
to the soap.
Yeah. No, that was detrimental to soap operas, and we obviously don't want to do that again. What we hate to do more than anything is get people out of the habit of watching the show. So, you know, please understand it is bothersome to us too. We don't take it lightly, and we're continuing to work on, you know, work with our partners at ABC News to come up with some kind of solution or plan if indeed this does happen and or keep happening. But fingers crossed hasn't happened in a couple of weeks, and maybe
yeah.
Things will settle down a little bit. So anyway,
okay, and
so
my
second question. Yeah.
I just wanted to say I'm a long-term Elizabeth fan on General Hospital. I love Becky, and I have absolutely loved how they've written her this year, and love the pairing with Roger. I think it's been, it's been great for an Elizabeth fan. So, and
I'm so glad you like them.
I love them. I think that they're such a good dynamic, and really an unusual pairing to have thought they would have worked. But to me, they're just
very
dynamic.
Yeah, no, I thought that was really, you know, quite a, forgive me for saying ballsy, but a ballsy move on part of the writers for really taking a chance. And I think they complement each other in interesting ways, and they're very multi-layered characters that have some, some damage, obviously, in their backstory, but it's interesting to see them together. So, they are going to definitely be together for the time being, and they have some obstacles to overcome. We are going to pick up the Jake storyline of what exactly happened to him on Castlevania Island, so that'll pick up soon, and they will have to work together, obviously, with not only Franco and Liz as a couple, but working with Jason and Sam, and because, you know, they all kind of share Jake, and so that's kind of what's coming up, at least in the next foreseeable future.
Well, great. I look forward to it, and thanks for giving Becky such a giving Elizabeth such a great role.
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely. I'm so glad you're enjoying it. Thank you so much for the call. Have a great
night. Thank you, and thank you for talking. Have a good night.
No problem.
Oh,
thanks.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. 248, you on the air?
Hello?
248?
248. I don't know if they're there.
Okay,
I feel like we're calling out dinner orders, by the way, Carly.
I know.
Number 248. Number 248.
Well, that would be, okay, so... Let's see, who else am I? I'm 204, you on the air?
Oh, hi.
Hi, welcome.
How's it going?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question for Mr. Varney. I'm a big Dante and Lulu fan. I'm a frustrated Lante fan, and I just want to know if they have anything coming up.
Well, obviously they're gearing up to face the custody battle with Valentine, so that's coming up, and I think that's going to bring the couple closer together. As they, you know, Dante needs to be there for his wife as support, and it's, you know, it's obviously it's not going to be an easy battle with Valentine because he is quite powerful and has Nina on his side, but I hope he'll be satisfied with where we're going with that direction. And then, you know, as time goes on, we would love to see Dante become a little bit more involved with the PCPD and maybe come up with some fun police stories as well. So they're definitely on top, you know, top of mind for us, and we hope you'll be satisfied in the months to come.
How about Lulu? She has a job at the Haunted Star, and we haven't seen her there in so long. Does she get to be seen at work?
A little bit, but I feel like her personal, you know, her personal pursuit of gaining custody for Charlotte is going to be front and center. So, but it's a good note, and maybe we can see her be a little bit more involved with her workplace down the road as well.
Okay, Rocco, are we going to see him anytime soon? We see Charlotte all the time, and yet Rocco, the child we're actually invested in, is nowhere to be found.
Well, yeah, I mean, we try to rotate the kids out. Kids are, you know, rather expensive to have on set and come along with teachers and nurses and all that stuff. But we, you know, we do rotate the kids out, so we should definitely be seeing Rocco soon as well.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Have a great night.
Yep, bye.
Have a great night.
Bye.
Right. Let's see. I love having on this panel. I really... No, I'm kidding.
Uh-oh.
Yes, I know. 8:47, you're on the air.
Hi, Nathan.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Well,
what's your question?
Good, thanks
for
taking my call. Yeah.
Of course.
First, I wanted to say, as a fan of Nathan and Maxie, I really loved how their wedding finally played out. So I want to thank you guys for that. I know a lot of Maxie fans were very happy with that. So speaking with them, I know we're kind of in the lull right now because Ryan Pavey was out filming a movie right now. So my question is, what do we have in store for Maxie coming up next?
That's one topic I can't really talk about right now, just for
reasons
I can't.
Do we have something coming up for them?
We have something, but there's stuff I can't get into right now about what's going on. So I would say stay tuned. I will have more information in the weeks to come on that one.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Sorry to be so vague.
I know you can't really give details out to stuff, but, you know, it would be nice to...
Yeah, no, there's other factors that are happening, too, that I can't get into for personal reasons. So, but we'll keep you posted as soon as we know what's going to go on with the next steps in their relationship and their story.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, call back again.
Have a good night.
Okay,
bye.
Let's see. Let's see, who do I... Okay, I'm going to try 248 again. Let's see. 248, you on the air? Hello? Okay, we are giving up on you for a while. 910, you on the air?
Hey, Nathan, it's a pleasure to talk to you again.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. I know that a couple of callers before me have just answered my questions about what's the next for Lulu, as far as the whole situation with Charlotte and everything else. But do you think with the whole custody thing that we might be seeing a possible rivalry between Charlotte and between Lulu and Nina this situation?
Oh yes, definitely. Nina is very much attached, as you know. I feel like part of the reason why Nina got married so quickly to Valentine was kind of because Valentine comes along with a child.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that Nina has so desperately wanted her own child. So I think that really sealed the deal. I do believe Nina has true feelings for Valentine, but I got to be honest and say I think it really helped that Valentine came with a kid in tow in that at Charlotte. So Nina is definitely going to be an obstacle for Lulu as well as Valentine, and there's just so much history with Valentine having killed Nicholas, and there's just a lot of drama there. So
right. It's
you know it's bound to come. They'll be battling soon enough. So
right. And I know with Emmy Ryan's maternity, leap coming up, you guys just probably just see if she's going to get a lot of stories in before what happens. Because if this custody battle continues and you have to find a substitute Lulu for a while, then it's going to be kind of interesting.
I think there's no plans to replace the actress right now on her maternity leave. So I think what would happen was we just kind of cool off on the story for a while. I know for some fans that's frustrating, but I actually prefer taking a break on the story rather than recasting. I think it gets a little confusing. So, you know, we'll definitely have a lot of story before she goes on maternity leave, and then we'll take a little pause and we'll resume it just as soon as she gets back.
Right. And I know that with Trump being on for half the month of February, interrupting some of the interesting storylines, including the Valentine's episode. When will? Because I haven't seen much of Dylan and Kiki other than the days I wanted to see them and Trump was on instead. So when are we going to actually see them on without interruption as far as breaking news or weather or whatever?
We'll see them on and off. I mean, obviously, you know, Dylan's working at Crimson and has scenes with Nina coming up. Also has scenes with the Quartermain family, and the relationship is just blossoming. So we'll be focusing on that. Also, we'll be focusing Kiki is inspired by Morgan's death to get a job. And that job might lead into something at the hospital. So I think we'll probably see an integration to Kiki at the hospital coming up as well.
Right. And one more question. With Robin back temporarily, will this mean we'll be seeing a little bit more Emma?
When appropriate, because some of these trips, obviously, Emma on the show is back with her dad on the West Coast. So I think where do we send them off to? Portland, I believe. So wait, is that right? Where did they go? I'm blanking.
California.
Oh, they go to California. Okay, that's right. They did go to California. Thank you, Carly. Mm-hmm. Portland is where Maxie's child is. So with Emma being in school, so there are little visits with Emma. Obviously, she's not full-time on the show, so we'll see her. And I think if we end up doing the Nurses Ball, obviously, I think we would love to see Emma participate in that again, too.
Oh,
right. And one more suggestion just for the people over on GMA and The View and Kemble, if they can just invite some of the GH stars to promote the Nurses Ball, that'd be just great to just get around. And even some of them come on The Chew to talk about it.
Yeah, no, The Chew is very much, you know, has always been a good partner with us. It's a little harder to get GMA and The View and Kimmel to be a good partner, but we keep trying every year, and we will continue to try to get our fellow family members to, you know, to help us promote the show.
Okay, well, unless the president comes on again, or we have another severe weather alert like we
Nathan,
had the other day,
I mean,
or then I'll be watching GH. So,
Bobby, don't curse
so
us. Bobby, do not curse us about it. Do not curse us.
No, I'm just more worried about our neck of the woods because the other day we had bad weather and part of GH was interrupted for a weather warning, and I just don't want to have that or anything else. Now, I know in some markets next week, because of basketball tournaments in college, the GH might get preempted to the middle of the night or something like that.
When your station preempts the show, call your station or ask, because a lot of times they push the show to like 1 a.m. or 1:30.
Right.
Exactly.
Because I know in Chicago, there's going to be a couple of times later on this spring with the Cubs that the ABC affiliate will have to give their time for the Cubs as opposed to GH. So, but I understand.
Absolutely. If you catch it in the middle, you know, late at night, or if you have a cable company, you can sign in to ABC.com. You can watch it on demand. If you have a Hulu account, you can watch it on Hulu.
Right. I got the on-demand absolutely free of charge on my cable service. But listen, it's been great tonight. And I would love, like one caller said earlier, to see more Maxie and Nathan. Do you think we might see them before the May sweeps?
I'm not allowed to say. I just can't. That's wonderful.
Yeah,
okay,
Bobby,
I,
we are going to take another call.
All right, well, let's put me on hold,
Carl,
and I'll be back in just a few minutes.
There's
okay.
reasons
night,
for
Nathan.
It, but I can't get into it. Thank you, Bobby. Have a great night.
All right.
Mhm. Okay. 5-1
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Hi. How are
yes.
you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. What's your question?
Well, I just wanted to. Well, I guess I wanted to comment on the decision to kind of put Franco and Sam into another story. There was such a negative reaction to the Tom story. I just want to know, like, exactly who greenlit the story and kind of the justification behind that, because I felt the premise of the Tom story was to kind of emphasize how inappropriate it was for Elizabeth to be around the man who sexually assaulted her, but we're kind of trying to normalize that with Sam and Franco. So how does the show kind of rectify that, and why do they continue to kind of put them in stories together?
I think because it provides drama, to be honest with you. I mean, this is a soap opera, and you have to keep things. If everything was going along and everyone was super nice to each other, I think it would become pretty boring pretty quickly. I understand what the reaction was, but in the defense of the writers, I feel like bringing Tom Baker back was something horrible. Like, I agree, it was horrible, something horrible that happened to Elizabeth in her past, but it served the purpose for, you know, what happens, and it's a real thing, like, what happens when, you know, a criminal is released from prison? Does he or she still have evil within? And this guy happened to still be on the prowl and still a very dangerous person, and I think it provided some interesting story for Alexis, and being that at one point, because of her drunken state, she thought she had murdered him, when in fact it was somebody else. So I actually think Tom Baker coming back did serve the purpose for a few weeks, and ultimately mm-hmm. I think is a good thing that led to his ultimate murder, because he was kind of the dregs of society. This is obviously not a good man, nor did General Hospital ever claim that he was a good man. But Franco and Sam being in the same place and being in Port Charles, I mean, a lot's happened to that character of Franco over the years. I'm not justifying, obviously, anything that he's done. He has done horrible things over the years. But, you know, it is a soap opera, and life has to go on, and you have to interact with your characters on the show. So, and they are involved because of the connection between Liz and Jason and Jake. They are kind of forcefully involved in each other's lives still, for better or worse.
I see. I just question it, because I mean it was such a negative reaction. So I guess my follow-up question is do they actually listen to the negative reactions and kind of, you know,
well,
not necessarily placate, but right around, or at least acknowledge.
Right. Well, I think that leads to the death of Tom Baker. I feel like his death was warranted. I'm not saying I'm a proponent
mm-hmm.
of people being murdered, but I do feel like there was a little bit of comeuppance for Tom Baker. It's a hard line to cross, because I'm not saying, like, yay, murder. Like, that's not what I'm saying. But at the same time, if somebody has to die on the show, it's not breaking my heart that it was Tom Baker, because this guy was an evil, evil man.
No, that's
so,
that's completely
yeah.
understandable. But it's really kind of on the frame of just it is more or less like it. I understand that you guys aren't. I mean, you guys aren't terrible people, and this is not necessarily a reflection
right.
of how you feel about it in real life.
Sure,
but
absolutely.
I do find that with the media, and I think with you know, just the way that rape culture has been portrayed, not just in real life but on TV, it's
right.
I think it's kind of on a really you're walking a fine line on this, and I'm not saying that you're necessarily perpetuating it, but it does
right.
bring up the discussion that, okay, Sam is around the guy that sexually assaulted her, and in a lot of cases I feel like the characters aren't necessarily, they're acknowledging it, but at the same time they're not, and it's just
mm-hmm.
it's, to me it's just a really weird way to balance it. And I think when you're putting her in a position to actually have to interact with them on any kind of normal basis, it does send
right.
kind of mixed messages. So I just
no,
want you
absolutely.
Guys to acknowledge that and you know, if interaction is going to happen, she really needs to kind of keep, you know, that kind. She needs to keep that in the back of her mind at the very least. And I really,
oh,
I really hope
always,
the writers don't
I
have her.
Yeah. No, I think it's always in Sam's back of mind. I think we've actually played that over the last few months. So I don't
mm-hmm.
think it's
well,
actually
as
in
long
her
as
mind.
It continues,
I think. Cause, yeah, I think at some point, obviously, you can't, every time she crosses with Franco, you can't necessarily 100% of the time bring it up. If it feels organic to the story and it's something
right.
where Franco thinks he's either winning her over for some weird reason or if he's getting closer, I think that's the opportunity where you're like, whoa, like this guy is. And Jason uh-huh. still plays the part of like, this is a horrible man. Jason actually has a lot of problems with Franco as we get into this whole story with Jake. Like, this is not the person that he wants to be dealing with at all. So there's uh-huh. a lot of hurt feelings. But in terms of playing grown up sometimes, I'm not saying it's a right angle to take. And Lord knows if I was with somebody who was around the rape victim, obviously in the real world, that wouldn't fly. But it does provide an interesting
right.
dynamic in terms of having that child at the center of it. And do you do what's best for the child or do you put in your own issues with the past? But Franco, I mean, mm-hmm. Franco's a very complicated character to begin with because of everything he'd done in the past and then the whole weird, you know, interesting brain tumor thing. And obviously, you know, that was a Ron thing that was a few, 3 years ago or so and kind of dismissed everything. I'm not vouching
right.
that a brain tumor should be anyone's excuse for doing anything. So I agree with you. It is a fine line. And I do firmly believe, though, Gene and Shelley do have the interest of all the fans at heart. They are very smart women. And I think they you know, they will give it the right amount of, you know, do that it needs without having to bring it up in every single episode. So
exactly.
Thank you for your question. It's really
yep.
interesting. Yeah,
thank you.
Good.
Have a great night.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
601, you on there? 601?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to the show. How can we help you?
Yes, I just have a question because a lot of Carson fans are worried and stuff about the upcoming storyline that's going on and stuff. Can you like
what storyline? I'm
on?
Sorry, I didn't catch that. What storyline?
The Carson storyline that's going on now, because a lot of them like they're tired of the same storyline, keep going back and forth with them and stuff. Like breaking up and getting back together, and it's like some of them are like really tired of it.
Yeah, it's, you know, sometimes that happens with certain couples where they break up, they get back together. It is, you know, I know people in my life like that. So I think it is interesting to explore what does bring people back together after they've broken up. Is it true love? Is it that they just can't quit each other? Like what are those elements in the story that make some couples not be able to ever really truly part from one another? So I agree with you. I know there's a little fatigue, but I think it'll play out, and hopefully it'll you know, just keep watching. So thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Have a good
night. Bye-bye. Okay, 111, you on the air? Hello? 111. You're on there. Okay. People are so being silent tonight. Let's see. We got that. We got that. So 954, you're on there.
I need this. David.
Hi, David.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. I want to say, I'm living in Grand Hospital at 35 years. I've been watching for 35 years. I think it's a great show.
Wow. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And all the loyalty is fantastic. Thank you, David.
I got a question. Are we going to see, what about Lucy? And they come up for Lucy Cole.
Yeah, Lucy actually is coming around, you know, periodically. Definitely in the next few months, so we'll see her around. She has some story going on with Ava and Morgan's pills from the fall, so
yeah.
That kind of comes back to into the focus of the story. And then if we do have a nurse's ball, obviously she'll be instrumental in that as well. So always great to see Lucy. I'm a huge fan. I think she adds a lot of fun to the show.
Yeah, Yeah, she's one of my favorite characters, I guess. Also, I want to know, I'm going to have a nighttime. You bring back Secrets and Eyes.
We won't know, absolutely. Thank you for the support of the show. I think it's a great show. We just won't know until May. So have to check back with me in May.
I guess it would be Killer was, and I think Killer was great. And Feces,
oh,
I'm a fan of Feces too.
Yeah,
I love Feces.
Me too. I think it's a great show. Terrific new show on Wednesday night.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, yeah. But thanks for inviting my question. I didn't want to know about Lucy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, David.
Thanks so much for calling, David. Thanks so much for the love of the show, too. I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you,
bye.
David. Okay, Maggie is on next, my partner in crime. Hey, Maggie.
Oh, hey, Maggie.
Hi.
How's it going?
How's it going? Enjoying my GH, of course, which is my love.
Good.
And,
happy to hear.
Yes. And I've been around since day one. And
great.
What I love.
Yeah.
What did you love?
You guys stay true to the story. You keep the main characters alive. And this. The longevity, the history is there, and I think doing a wonderful job. I mean,
thank you. I give all the credit. Yeah, absolutely. There's a very hardworking staff at the show who tries to keep up with all the history of the show. It's hard because we're at 13,600 something episodes, but it's a big task to keep track of all that. But the writers do try their best, and we have an on-staff writer named Elizabeth Cordy, works in the Los Angeles office, and she's fantastic with the history of the show. She's been with the show over 20 years, so she is tremendously helpful to the rest of us who have, not been with the show for as long as she has. And they definitely give it their best. So I love our writers; they are definitely some of the best in the business.
Because Carol and I can say about other soaps that are on, and come on, that didn't really happen. Why don't they do their homework? It wouldn't happen on GH.
I know. Sometimes it happens, but I give them a
very
pass.
Very rare.
Because, yeah, it's hard. It, like I said, there's over 13,000 episodes, so it's a challenge, but they do make a concentrated effort to try their best. So I give them all the props in the world.
Me too. Do you think they could find Ian Buchanan and bring him back as somebody?
I love him. I obviously think Duke is dead for good this time around.
Really?
But if there was an opportunity for Ian to come back maybe in another role, I think he's a fantastic actor. He's a very, very generous gentleman. I just love him as a person. So if there was a way to make something happen that made sense for the show, I would definitely be in favor of it. I think the writers just have to find out what that is. But I love Ian. I miss him so much. I was very sad when Ron exited him off of the show. So.
Absolutely horrible. Yeah.
And you had me and Megan crying for like 4 days.
I know.
That wasn't acceptable.
I know. I was sad personally because, for selfish reasons, I worked on the digital talk show we did with Nancy called GH Now, and Ian was one of our guests.
Oh, I love that.
Ian was one of our guests on the show, and he was just such a pleasure to work with, and he's so professional, and he's such a great actor. So, if there's one regret over the years, I regret, that they ended up killing his character again.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you have a brother or a cousin or somebody to come up,
Mm-hmm.
True, absolutely. Anything's possible. So.
Anything's possible. And my Tony Geary.
Tony's happy on retirement over in Amsterdam.
Oh, really? He's still a Rivadarchi.
We need Tony back.
A little bit, 5 minutes, Friday.
You guys got to fly over and try to convince him, I guess.
Okay.
Get on that plane to Amsterdam.
Okay. Maggie, wasn't there another question you were going to ask?
I can't think of it.
Okay, fine, I will. We are going to see, they are going to balance, you know, I mean, Maggie and I love the mob. We love the accent. We love, well, I love the
videos.
I get happy when there's a gun on the show. I'm real when there's a slap. Oh, any kind of, I don't know. Is this bring out the, I know, probably the worst to me, but I love it when someone gets hit, slapped, fought, or dead, you know, except for, like, Sunny, Carly, you know, those two cannot die on us. But, yeah, are we going to see more mob?
I think we'll see a balance. We're trying to keep it balanced between, you know, a little bit of mob and some hospital stuff. We feel like we kind of neglected the hospital over the last couple of years, so we're trying to add some more stories in there. The mob stuff's a little hard to do because, you know, at the end of the day, you want to hold your bad guys accountable for some of their actions. So it's a little bit of a struggle in a daytime soap to be able to pull that off. It would be a lot easier if we were only doing, you know, like 10 episodes a year like The Sopranos used to do. But it's a challenge, but I think they do a pretty good job of keeping it alive. There's obviously a lot of villains right now. It's Liv Jerome, and there's a lot of guns in play. So, Carly, you should be happy about that. So, but, the more balance we can get, the better I think the show is overall.
Yes.
Well,
Robin going to stick around? Sorry. Is Robin going to stick around for a little bit?
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear that. Robin?
I'm sorry.
Sorry about that. She's in and out. She has a great, you know, she's doing a lot of directing of other TV shows these days. And,
right.
So she has kind of this other career, and, she's pregnant again. So she's been back and forth. So we'll definitely see her in and out. And, if there is a nurse's ball again this year, I would love to see her back for that as well.
Cool. And she was pregnant in real life, right?
Yeah, she is.
She had a grandchild, so I'm on Facebook.
Yeah, she's all about. Aww. Yeah, she's all about her little grandson. It's not about me. Oh, you know, her son's anymore. No, it's not about that. It's about the little one.
Babies are way more fun. I agree.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, Nathan, did you have time for one more call?
Sure.
Okay, Maggie, I'm going to put you back on the hold.
Sure.
Thanks, Maggie. Pleasure to talk with you.
Pleasure to talk to you soon, Nate. Thank you very much. Keep it up.
Thanks. No problem. Who is our final caller?
479, you're on the air.
Good evening, Nathan. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm going to call in on the Lulu storyline as well because I'm kind of a frustrated fan. I guess I just need to know where you're going with her because she just came out of a story where she was cheated on, and yet the writers had her, the mistress, blame her. She had to do all the work to get her husband back instead of the other way around how it should have been. And then now she had a child kept from her for 7 or 8 years, and they're writing her as the evil person that she wants to have a part of her daughter's life. It's like I haven't gotten a payoff as a Lulu fan to continue with this writing that they keep doing with her. And then in the last comment that you had earlier about Lante and Dante having a separate story and they ask about Lulu, and basically I got the impression there's nothing for her. Are these writers not invested in a legacy character that was born on this show?
No, I'm very confused because we're very invested in this and Lulu and Dante and as a couple, and you know, obviously the cheating thing is now a year and a half ago, so that has been a long time. So all I can say is we continue to be invested. Myself, Frank, the writers, everybody, we love Lulu, we love Dante, we want to see them more involved. I don't think we're portraying her as evil for wanting custody of her child. I apologize if that's coming across that way, but that's not really the intent. But, you know, Charlotte is also Valentine's child. And yeah, it was horrible that was all kept from her. But we'll find out why that was all kept from her. And I think, you know, ultimately, obviously, you want some good news. And I think that will come with time. But because this is a soap opera, you know, there's got to be a little struggle involved. And we'll definitely be rooting for Lulu as her struggle continues. I don't think we're portraying her as someone who is not appropriately fighting for her child. So hopefully that'll become clear sooner than later on the show for you.
I just hear a lot of people that I know that comment on how they literally think that the writers hate this character because of how they continue to write her.
Absolutely not true. I don't mean to sound, you know, adamant about it, but I am adamant because I know Gene and Shelley, they love the character. They're not writing to their strengths. So I think if you choose to surround yourself with people on Twitter or Facebook with the same comments, I think that negativity tends to fuel off one another.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you should, you know, everyone should give the show a chance and make that decision for themselves instead of, it's easy to get sucked in with the negativity on Twitter. That's for sure.
Well, yeah, you look
but
at, because the stuff that for JSAM and stuff has been really good. They've gotten some really great payoff out of all of this that's going on. You would hope that with the Gillette storyline ending, there's going to be payoff. I just haven't felt that I've gotten any payoff on any of these stories at all with Lulu. She's the one that does all the work. She's the one that gets blamed. And as a fan, that's hard for me to continue. That's just what I'm saying.
I totally understand where you're coming from, but I think you'll be satisfied with the in the months to come. So I would say hang in there. I will tell you directly from my mouth that the show does love and cherish Lulu and Dante, and we'll continue to write for them. You know, she might be off for a little while with her maternity leave as the actress gives birth in real life. As soon as she's back, we'll definitely pick up on that. And out of respect for M, I don't think, you know, we don't want to recast during her maternity leave.
I understand. And I think that's great that you do that because, I mean, that's just a fact of life with women having babies and stuff. But
exactly.
Sometimes it's just hard, though, as a fan.
Oh, I understand, but try to hang in there. You know, the good news is we have 260 episodes a year, so even when there's a couple weeks that you don't like, there's always stuff, good stuff coming down the road.
Exactly. And, Carla, thank you so much for calling in.
We have time for one more question.
Thank you. Thank you. 856, you on the air?
Hello?
Hi,
hello.
You're on the air with us.
Hi. I'm just shocked that I got through. Hi, my name is Beth.
Hi, Beth.
How are you tonight? I'm good. All I have to say is the last week has been the best Jason and Sam since Jason has gone back. It's like what our fans have been hoping for since Jason returned. The writing
for both of those characters,
they both did amazing this whole entire week. But I do have a question.
Great. I'm so glad you liked it. Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Are we going to get focus on Jason and Sam's family, or are we just going to be stuck with the whole Jake thing again?
Well, we never finished the Jake thing, so to be fair, we've got to finish that up first, and then we need to understand who Jason is now and what his motivations and his drives are, because I feel like we're still longing to find out exactly what makes this character tick. So I think there's a lot of work to be still had with Jason, and I'm excited to explore that with the writers in the months to come. But we do have to kind of finish up the Jake story because, you know, we have it dangling, so we need to find out exactly what happened.
Well, I know that one person called in about Sam always being thrown in front of Franco and the rapist and all
right.
that stuff. And I understand, like, what you were saying, but I've never been a victim, thank God, but I can't imagine always being thrown in the person's face, and I know it's a soap opera.
Yeah, it's a very hard topic.
Like this week with Jason and Sam, it's been amazing. It's finally about them. Are we going to continue to get some of that? I understand Jake is Jason's son. Completely understand
sure.
that.
Yeah.
And should be involved if their child's going through. I'm a mother. I'd want to be a part of it.
But what?
Just have some focus
that.
Of
absolutely.
Just.
Sure.
You know.
No, absolutely. I mean,
I think with the Sam, J-Sam has had, you know, a really great week, but also what people need to remember, Jason also has family with Sunny and Carly, and that won't ever go away because he would die for his two best friends.
I would love for them to all, like, how they've been interacting with Carly and all them again. It's been great, and Sam with her family, but they're...
Okay.
But I love, oh God, I love that. I'm just saying, like, I also
love
Jason and Sam
and
Danny and
yeah.
the baby's time together. And, like, I just don't want it, like, last year was always just focused about Jake, and, you know, Jason just came back and stuff. I don't want them just to be with themselves. I love them when they were Carly and Sunny again.
Yeah,
and,
no, I agree. I think there's a lot.
That's what
of
made them so.
Be...
That's what made the last couple months good. It wasn't just. I love Jason and Sam. Trust me, I would love to watch them. But it was great that they were other people like Carly and all that.
Oh, yeah,
like how it used to be years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the goal. Is you want your characters to not only interact as a couple, but with the other and you know with the other characters on the show. So I agree. I think there's a lot of work to still be done with and to be explored with Sam and Jason and hopefully we will. I feel like we're on target to explore more and more with them. So.
Okay. That's
thank you
I
for the
thank
question.
That's
a great question. Thank you so much. Have a great
thank
night.
You, Beth. Call again.
No problem.
Yeah,
all
have
right,
a great
Carly.
Night.
All right, bye-bye.
Any last questions from you, Carly, before we wrap it up?
Oh, yeah. I was going to wrap up. Okay, I had two selfish questions, three for me. One is, what is in your refrigerator right now? People want to know. I know.
What's the weather? I'm sorry, one more time.
What is in your refrigerator, like right now? What is in? Yeah.
In on the show or mine?
No, yours.
Oh,
your
me!
Home.
Oh my God, I am so bad. I mean, I feel like I have Diet Coke in my refrigerator, some leftover macaroni and cheese, some apples, and some water. I'm very boring. I'm not yeah. home a lot, so I have a lot of, you know, meals on the go and a lot of meals on sets around town.
Okay, well,
maybe
yeah,
some,
I
maybe,
agree.
Maybe some Ben and Jerry's in the freezer.
That makes sense. Well, yeah, I am. No, Diet Coke is good. You know, I'm a Coke and Sprite drinker, so I get my last question is, and you know what it's going to be, you know me. Can you please tell me when I'm going to see my little Spencer again? Because I miss the little guy so much.
I know, yeah. Carly. But he's working on his Disney Channel show. Maybe in May. How about that? Does that help you a little bit?
Well, yeah. I mean, we don't want Spencer, you know, we don't want Spencer AIDS. And we just need one Sunny and Spencer moment because Mo and Nicholas are so good when they are together.
I know they really are, but you know what? You know, little Nicholas is doing a very big show over at Disney Channel, so he's just, you know, they shoot every day, so his availability is limited. But we're gonna try to get him for May.
Awesome. And okay, before I let you go, yes, would you come back at the end of May, like? You know, I mean, after the nurse's ball, I mean, play up, I mean, yeah, after the nurse's ball in, like, May in June, can you come back?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Of course, it'd be my pleasure. And always fun as usual, and thank you to everyone who called in. Always have amazing, great questions. And as always, thanks for watching, and everyone keep watching the show.
Exactly. Have a great night, Nathan.
Thanks, Carly. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Great interview.
Oh, 215, you're on the air.
Hi, Carly.
Who's this?
Hello, Kim.
Oh, like your best friend, Kat?
Hi, Kat.
Oh, crap, Kat.
Hi, Kat.
He just got off. Oh, my God.
I missed everything, so I hope it was a good show.
It was.
Yeah, oh, Kat, I miss talking to you, though. We never talk
anymore. Oh, that's
okay.
I'm right here. But tell me how it went with Nathan.
It went incredible. It was
really?
Great. Yes, and you know what?
Good.
But,
I know how much you wanted to have him back on there, so that was good.
I'm glad. You know, I'm glad.
Hey.
You guys, hold on. Bobby and David. No, it was good, and he was positive for every... you know, fan group, and, you know, I have to go tonight and watch the new hospital, and it's going to be hard for me, because, you know, I'm a Carson fan. I mean, I'm so much a Carson
fan. Right, well, they're going to have a, they're going to have a bad time for a while, but they're going to be fine.
They'll be fine.
You know what? Yeah, I know they will be fine. But like I told Maggie, you know, they are going to be fine. But right now, if I was on General Hospital, I will have killed Nell by now. I would have said.
You know what?
We better not let her near Nell, huh?
No, exactly.
Keep Carly from Nell.
And
Ava, I mean, just lock them in a room and let me have at it. See, I couldn't say that when Nathan was on. I would probably get in trouble.
I know what you mean, Carly, about Nell, because, like I said yesterday, it seems like earlier this week when I saw her with Bobby, I knew she was up to something no good. But every time I see her with Michael, I'm just thinking, okay, just remember, she might be sweet to Michael, but you know that this isn't don't get used to good Nelly now.
Right, but
mm-hmm.
Carly needs to find out that they didn't really sleep together.
No way.
Everybody thinks right now that they slept together. Only Nell knows
the
truth.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, that's real.
I'm a witness.
You know, and so am I. Quick question.
Well,
I've been dying to talk to you about this.
Carly, can I ask you,
let me ask Kat a question first, okay?
Okay.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Kat, how are you missing football season? It meant that
very
I'm
much,
missing
yes,
football
very,
season.
Very, very much. Yes, of course. It's only been like 2 or 3 weeks without football, and it's hard, yes. But,
I am sorry for, your team not doing so well this year, but make you feel better with the Seahawks,
didn't go as far
as I wanted them to go. And
right.
I'm still not over the Super Bowl because Tom Brady's another one.
That was a crazy Super Bowl. But anyway, how's everybody doing? Who's all on the line? David, are you there?
It's me, Bobby.
David, Bobby, and Maggie.
Hi,
and me.
Hey, can I
have Maggie and David and Bobby?
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
How are you?
We're fine.
Good. So anyway, Nathan gave a positive interview. Does he say General Hospital is going to be okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just
How about the ratings? The ratings are not good. The ratings are pretty bad.
Well, I
understand the CBS soaps are better, but I think GH can be better. And Days can be better, especially now that Ron is on there. I mean, don't let the ratings fool you, and don't buy into what Days are doing because they renewed just for their 52nd year and they're going to just do the same thing come January when their contract is up, or GH for the same thing too.
Right.
I don't want to jinx any of the soaps or especially GH.
Okay, how about the nurse's ball? Anything about the nurse's ball?
Yes.
He's hoping. We need a sponsor.
They need a sponsor. And guess who?
Like last year it was Aveeno. It's usually been Aveeno, right?
But guess who offered? Now, guess who offered to be the sponsor?
Who offered?
Me.
Yes. You. You got the money to sponsor the nurse's ball?
If I get my money laundering idea, yes.
We'll do a GoFundMe for the nurse's ball, huh?
I don't know.
You know what?
Instead of fast-forwarding through the commercials on GH, I'm going to have to start watching them so I can come up with an idea for sponsors so you can give it back to Nathan and everybody down in L.A. for GH. But that's a good idea. But speaking of that, I just was wondering, because I haven't watched the last few days because I've been busy and I just got thrown in the loop on Wednesday because we had bad weather in our area and an interrupt to tell us about watch. So I was wondering if what's going on with Sam and the situation with her baby? As far as what happened with Olivia.
I can't stand Sam. I don't like Sam, so don't ask me. I wish
she
would die.
I love her.
But correct me if I'm wrong, Kat, but isn't Kelly Monaco from where you are?
Yeah, she's from Philly.
Yes,
she is.
Yeah, she is.
I just don't like I'm a big Liz fan, so I don't like
that. Well,
but Sam had her baby. She had a baby girl, and she opened her eyes today, and she and the baby are fine.
Well,
because one of my coworkers at work was saying,
Alexis,
Sam's going to lose the baby, and I just told her, don't give it away.
Yeah.
I was like,
No, the baby's fine.
Because she asked me about that this morning. She asked me about that this morning, and I just say I haven't been watching because Wednesday it got interrupted for about 5 minutes because of the severe thunderstorm watch that was issued for our area, and I just haven't been caught up on yesterday's or today. I might go over the tape over the weekend, watch it on demand, or watch what I record this afternoon to tomorrow or whatever.
Okay.
Well, oh, and Bobby Dylan, 12-minute cat. Don't. No, I mean, I know you and Satan and this, you know, but, you know, the past couple of weeks, I kind of want Griffin
in a little
bit.
Yeah, I like Griffin. Right?
Oh, crap, that's why I forgot to ask Nathan. Crap, I wanted to ask him if we're going to see most funny in Griffin moment. Damn it.
Well, you're always going to forget something. Just write it down, or you can always tweet him. You could tweet him, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but
I was thinking with the baby and Sam.
Well, yeah, so. But see, you know why I probably forgot? Because I had a new nephew born 2 weeks ago. And so, well, no, okay. Is Maggie's grandson, but, you know, I'm Maggie's surrogate daughter. So I tell everyone that, you know, I have a new nephew born. Before we get off air today, Maggie, are you sitting down?
Oh, me?
Yeah, you need to sit down right now.
Oh, God. What's your name, my Samantha?
No, it's not Samantha, no. Kimberly Mature is back on BB as Hope.
Oh, son of a bitch.
You know what? For 2 minutes, I was ready for Ariana Zucker to take over that role. However, I think Ariana Zucker will probably be back in daytime, probably as Courtney on GH, if they can recast her.
No,
no,
she'll be back on.
Once her contract expires with Dave.
Why is she coming back to Crete?
Oh, God.
Carly, I'm going to run. Guys, it was so nice to talk to you. I'm so glad you
found
your show.
Kat,
all right,
please.
Kat, great talking. Yep.
Carly,
call
me anytime, honey. You have my phone number. Carly, call me anytime.
Oh, I know, but Kat, please call in.
I love you guys, and I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Why the is the hopeless coming back?
I don't know, but I thought you would rather hear from me than
you
tell
me.
Yes.
Okay, I've been here a long time.
Before I let everyone go, Diane, what is everyone doing this weekend?
Well,
tonight I just saw Rogue One at the movie theater, and I tell you, if you love the Star Wars series, this is a good film. But as far as later on this weekend, well, tomorrow I'm going to Buffalo Wild Wings to watch North Carolina and Duke play basketball. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's in our market, even that, which is an NBC affiliate, there are going to be a couple of days that Days is not going to be shown because of the basketball tournament. But I happen to get a secondary channel that can carry it. Because a lot of people can't get that secondary channel, but I'm able enough to DVR and watch it. So I won't be losing any Days over Days because of that.
Well, you know what? I'm not. I'm not happy about it, but because Maggie knows why, because I love my prices right. And Bob, you keep saying the basketball is on ABC. No, it's going to be on CBS.
Well, Yeah, but I meant like the regional tournaments, like the ACC and the Big Ten. Now, depending on some of the markets that have the ACC or Big 12 tournaments, they're going to just that have affiliates with ABC. That's going to be a key thing right there, because that's what I meant with the conference tournaments. Because I know Notre Dame and North Carolina are going to be involved in the ACC tournament, because they already
ACC.
Got right.
Well, you know, what was I gonna say to you guys? We have a couple of announcements before we go off air tonight. One is we will be having Tracy, Kristen from Bowdoin the Beautiful. On Tuesday, and then we have we also have a couple more really big guests coming on, so you guys are gonna love it, and you guys are gonna love me and Maggie once you know everything has been announced. So
right,
you know
what time is the show with Tracy on Tuesday?
Oh, 6 p.m. West Coast time.
6 p.m. West Coast time. Well, I'm not sure if I can be able to call into that because that's kind
9
of...
9 p.m. 9 p.m.
Because that's
9
p.m. I'm on the east, so I'm not sure if I can be able to call in.
9 o'clock?
Yeah, 9 o'clock. David's time, 8 o'clock is Bobby and Maggie's time.
Well,
Bobby, I think
I'm on
the same
time zone as David.
9 o'clock. No time. My time. Bobby, 9 o'clock. I'll be there.
Well, great news. We got to talk to Nathan. Thank you for letting me know. But it's still bad news.
What do you mean,
Bobby? He's over nice.
Well, Carly, I know I'll just try to just at least try to call in, but if I call in, then you call for me, but I'll just let you know what happened to me if I should drop off the line, because I'm gonna try to call in and just try to talk to her, but I'll let you know if I drop off the line and tell you the reason why I dropped off the line in the morning, because that's kind of getting late, and I just want to just. And everything else, but I'll let you. But I may call in, may not. But I'm probably not going to stick around for this part of the show. After that,
I don't think we're going to have like
No, talk after.
I don't think we are going to have Soap Sad.
Probably just Tracy.
Yeah, the Tracy. Because you know, because I'm getting back. You know, in the game, but I'm still still a little tired. I'm not back 100%, my Maggie.
About 50.
Yeah. Right. Thank you.
All right, but if I don't call in on Tuesday, or if I'm on hold and you get to me and there's no answer, then I'll tell you the reason why on Wednesday. But I should be able to make it unless otherwise.
Okay, and David, are you going to be there on Wednesday? I mean, on Tuesday?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah, I meant Tuesday.
I got you.
Cool. Well, you guys behave. Are you guys just relaxing this weekend? That's what I'm going to do.
Well,
I'm gonna watch some old movies. Well, Baby Jane with John Crawford and Bette Davis.
That's an excellent movie. Oh gosh.
What are you doing this weekend, Maggie? Because Carly asked what I was doing this weekend. I told her already, and David already said what he had to say. But what are you doing this weekend, Maggie?
Would you believe sports? I will be
on
sports. Sports, you know.
Oh, yeah, you will
sports.
Be.
Yeah.
I am very happy. My TV's back, and I can watch all the sports I want right now.
Yeah, thank God.
I love having Maggie back happy.
Can
because,
I ask you a question, Maggie, right quick? Is Wi-Fi still going to be on TV where it will be available on MLB Network or online on the MLB app? Or they're not going to have, or it's not going to be broadcast on TV for a couple of weeks?
For a couple of weeks, and then it should be on MLB.
Yeah, because I was just wondering when if they're going to show a White Sox preseason game or not, because I know they're going to show the champ from on the other side, and I won't leave them out for reasons that I don't, that you probably will not want to hear about it. But
they are interrupting my General Hospital again this year.
I saw the schedule, and I think one of the St. Louis games are going to be playing in the afternoon, the season opener that the Cubs got, where they got a night game Sunday night. And I think the afternoon game, I think that's going to be probably it. I'm not too sure. I've got to check that schedule because I think that's either WGN or the sports channel up there or ABC 7. But I'll check back and keep in touch with you on that as we get closer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you. I would watch it during the mall anytime. I was like, it's in my GH. The best show on earth, and that's the one interrupt.
Don't feel bad for you, Maggie, because next week for a couple of days, we're going to get a basketball tournament on our main channel. But luckily for me, I got a secondary NBC channel in Wilmington and also a secondary NBC channel from Raleigh that can air it, because normally air Heroes and Icons, but they're going to air Days, so that'd be good. The only problem is it won't be in HD, but I don't mind.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got North Carolina.
Tonight I think I'm going to have spaghetti for dinner.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm going to have a fish sandwich from McDonald's and fries.
Okay. Wait. What did you get at McDonald's, though, Bob?
A filet of fish and fries, and I had movie theater soda.
Did you go to the movie before today?
Yeah, I told you I saw Rogue One.
And being that
I'm Catholic, Maggie and David and Carly, I have to eat fish on Friday because I've done the same thing Wednesday.
Wait, what did you just say, Bobby?
Ash Wednesday, we get fish or cheese or eggs, and all the Fridays during lunch.
Right. I mean, I don't want to bring religion into the category, but
you and I are
Catholic.
What'd you eat?
No, I didn't know. It's not me.
Oh, okay.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Neela? I don't know if it counts when you're 90. I think you're allowed to eat what you want to eat at that age.
It was my grandma's birthday yesterday, and she turned 90 years old.
Oh,
wow.
I think that's okay, isn't it, Bobby?
Carly, we forgive you if you had done that. We forgive you.
I didn't do it. My grandma did it.
We'll forgive your grandma.
What'd you do? What'd you eat?
Me?
Carly, yeah, you.
You know what I ate?
Spaghetti and meatballs. Or spaghetti.
No, earlier in the day, you know what I ate.
You need to get your McDonald's sandwich.
No, I got it. Remember my salami?
Oh, no.
But I'm not practicing Catholic. I grew up in the Catholic.
Okay.
You
know what, Carly? You get a pass on this.
Yes.
We forgive you.
I wish Maggie told me that,
I did.
About that earlier, like last night, then I will remember it for someone.
I mentioned it last night, but I don't think you were listening to me.
Oh, crap. You're probably right. Okay, everyone, have a great night.
I thought you were going to McDonald's today, and that's why I wanted to warn you not to eat the sausage.
Well, no, I know. Okay, guys, but we will be back next week.
Okay, well, if I don't talk to you on Tuesday, I'll definitely talk to you next Friday. Have a good one, guys.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night, everybody. Good luck, teams. Good night. Come on, Billy Crooks.
Bye.